What are you doing hiding out in here, then, Millie Dolt Chandler?
I'm going home, I say. In about 10 minutes or so. Ordered a taxi. Jack's brow creases, his lips meeting together, softly and thoughtfully.
Well, that sucks, he says. Was it Paul Foot's dancing? Triggering stuff?
I smiled weakly. Maybe.
Maybe. Did something happen?
I sigh. It's everything, really. I know you think I shouldn't care and I shouldn't worry, but I spoke to Chloe and Owen, he...
I saw him out there with you.
It was nothing, I rush out, a giant blurt of words with no spaces between. It was just him talking about the wedding and everything, and... I look up at him, meet his eyes. A sigh heaves out of me. I saw you with Jess. Jack gives a single nod.
Unreadable. Yeah, I was going to come over, but...
I really wish you would have, I say, and the words coming out of me feel like a relief, because it's the truth. And I feel like I always speak truth with Jack, almost despite myself. I really do wish he had come over, stepped through the darkness by that table and the dark glass of the lake. And this feeling with Jack, it's scary and safe all at once. Like something you know is good for you, but the leap to get there feels vast and wide and scary. Jack steps forward gently.
I'm here now, he says deeply.
I can't step back now. I'm against the coats, the wall of the alcove, and I wouldn't want to anyway if I could. And now, he's right in front of me. I can smell him. His hot shower smell, aftershave on his warm skin, and I can feel the heat of him. I open my eyes, and his gaze is already on me, stuck to me. That crackle, the tug between us that I'd felt seeing him yesterday outside that pub, only now larger than ever. A magnetic force, pulling and pulling us closer.